Welcome to the KZYX News. I'm Sherry Quinn. The city of Ukiah was hit with an unexpected lawsuit last week over the validity of the voter-approved Measure Y and its companion Measure Z, an ordinance that places a 1.5% tax on sales much needed for street repairs and road maintenance. The city had held workshops and public meetings starting in 2016 regarding the need for a locally controlled funding source for such essentials, and none of the concerns in the lawsuit were brought forward then, says Ukiah City Manager Sage Sanjacomo. And so this challenge from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayer Association came as a surprise.
No one has reached out to us prior or even afterwards. It's completely hit us from left field.
Simply put, the advocacy group claims it is a special tax rather than a general tax, as it was put on the 2016 ballot, and thus did not receive the required two-thirds majority vote under Proposition 218. Confused, Sanjacomo explains it in more detail.
The claim that they're making is that it's a special tax rather than the general tax that it was put on the ballot, claiming that the companion Measure Z, which was an advisory measure combined with Measure Y, essentially, in their version, converted the measure to a special tax. But that is, in our opinion, not correct. It is explicitly a general tax measure that was approved by over 50% of the voters.
Brittany Sitzer, Deputy Director of Legal Affairs for the Taxpayer Association, says they are a group dedicated to helping shape the law in a way that is more favorable in upholding the Constitution, and they are trying to enforce Prop 218.
A lot of times, two measures proposed together in that way attempt to circumvent the necessary Prop 218 two-thirds vote for a special tax and only try to pass with a general tax majority vote. So we are trying to enforce a Prop 218 special tax two-thirds yes vote for these two coupled measures together.
It is not just Ukiah being targeted by the group. She says this is a trend they have been tracking across California and argues it is misleading voters.
These two proposals are put onto the ballot in a way to, whether intentionally or not, to circumvent this two-thirds requirement by one proposed as a tax increase and the other one designating that revenue to a special purpose. But there's a difference in Prop 218 for the necessary votes to pass. A general tax only requires a majority vote, where a special tax requires a two-thirds vote. But by putting these two together, it's misleading the voters and not following the necessary two-thirds vote to pass the special tax, because once they're put together, it constitutes special tax.
The city disagrees.
Howard Jarvis has challenged other local governments in this area before and have lost similar cases. And so we believe that we've followed all of the appropriate rules and regulations when formalizing those ballot measures and believe it's obviously the voters' right to be able to enact a general tax measure as they've done, and also to be able to vote on advisory measures as well.
General tax measures are something local municipalities are increasingly relying on. Sanjacomo says cities are struggling to provide essential services because a lot of funding from sources like gas taxes have been in decline across the state.
This isn't new. A number of cities in California have had to put general sales tax measures and special tax measures on the ballot to be able to have at least some level of locally controlled funding that they can use for essential services. In our case, we are looking at being able to use the general tax measure to repair and maintain our streets. And again, this is with the declining state revenues that used to come in to cities for this type of repair. Without these types of measures, you could expect that infrastructure will continue to deteriorate. It's nothing that the city has done differently. We haven't moved funding away from this area. It's just the funding that we had typically received is in the decline, and there's no fix from the state that's on the horizon that will improve that situation.
The lawsuit seems to come down to wording and numbers. Sitzer explains why this issue was not brought up before during the public workshops prior to the election.
We don't have an issue with the purpose of designating the the revenue to street maintenance. It's actually that measure, if they're going to designate, impose a special tax for street maintenance or whatever other special purpose, it needs to receive a 2/3 majority vote. So we're not attacking the purpose to which they are designating the revenue. It's that the coupling of two measures together, one as a general tax and one as the special designation, they actually should be split up, and the advisory measure really should be, the special tax that receives the 2/3 vote to impose it. So this wouldn't have been something that likely would have been brought up beforehand in those workshops.
Now it has to go through a court process that could be lengthy.
But, depending on what the initial ruling is and then, subsequent appeals, it could take a number of months to make its way through the court process. Measure Y and that tax will go into effect beginning in April. That's the standard time in which the State Board of Equalization begins collecting that on behalf of the city. And those funds will be collected, and we will be looking forward at putting them to use.
Sitzer says they do not intend to drag this out.
We just would like a declaratory relief declaring the results of the election not passing for these measures because they didn't receive the Prop 218 2/3 vote.
For KZYX News, I'm Sherry Quinn.